The Killers, Mr. Brightside, at Tamworth's number one, 92.9, 17 past eight. JB here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunninganoo Road. Did you know that one in three Australians will need blood or plasma in their lifetime, and that one blood donation has the power to help save three lives? And that is why from today through until May 17, 92.9 is teaming up with the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood to get 929 donations in the 92.9 Tamworth Blood Drive. And to tell us more from Australian Red Cross Lifeblood, Scott Morrison. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, JB, and good morning to all your listeners.
Thank you so much. And just to clarify, because I know I will get asked and you do all the time, it's not that Scott Morrison. It is another Scott Morrison from Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. Just to clarify.
Correct.
Yes. Now, Scott, first question, I guess, with this blood drive that we've teamed up with you guys to do through until May 17 to get 929 donations, how are blood and plasma that's donated used?
Yeah, sure, JB. So plasma is pretty much the most powerful blood component that treats all kinds of conditions. So your blood and plasma is really quite incredible with what we're able to do with it today. So just for a couple of quick examples, JB, mate, it protects the kids against chicken pox. We use plasma to fight against tetanus and infection. Plasma is that gooey stuff that you see in your blood that prevents clots in patients with rare blood disorders and helps to stop that critical bleeding. So it really is an important, integral part of your blood component, and we need as much plasma as we can get.
Give us some stats around how many people will need blood or plasma donations in their lifetime, potentially, Scott.
Yeah, sure. So, JB, one in three people. So if it's not you, it's going to be someone in your immediate family or very close friends group. So, for example, with our plasma, 34% is used for cancer patients. Now, you might have seen, or your listeners might have seen, our wonderful Michael Klim, and the Michael Klim campaigns speaks directly to the need for plasma. And we all know Klimmy. We all know what a superman he was for us in the Sydney 2000 Olympics. And Michael has actually come down with an autoimmune disease, and he needs IVIG plasma injections every 3 weeks. But it's incredible because this enables him to enjoy a much better quality of life now. And keep your eyes peeled next time you do see that ad with Michael Klim. He's got an incredible story to tell, and it's great to have him as an ambassador for us with Lifeblood on the plasma campaign.
And we're attempting to raise 929 donations between now and May 17. I imagine that's a lot of lives that we're certainly going to assist with, Scott.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, JB. So look, over that next 45 days, this is going to be so helpful. This is actually going to help to save over 2,785 lives. Wow. Across Tamworth and the Northern Tablelands. And we work really closely with Tamworth Hospital and the Northwest Cancer Centre, and the whole team up there are just incredible. And we'll have them on a little bit later, but they do some amazing work for our local community, and that's who we're supporting and really making a good opportunity to demonstrate what we're able to do when we partner and work together.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And over the next couple of weeks, as Scott mentioned, up until the conclusion of this blood drive on May 17, we will be speaking to some of the other people that are in the integral system of the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood and get their story, and also some long-term donors as well. I guess if people want to donate, Scott, it is really easy to do. If people haven't done it before, I guess give us the elevator pitch on how people can donate.
Sure thing. So it's really easy. All you need to be is fit, healthy and well. Your age, make sure you're aged between 18 to 75 if it's your first time. if you've donated before, you can be over 75 to donate in Australia. We just need you to weigh at least 50 kilos and make sure you bring a photo ID with you or your donor card. And we'll be able to take that blood or plasma donation. That plasma is what we're really looking for there in that donation. What we would ask is that you just make sure you drink about 8 to 10 glasses of water the day before and on the day of your donation. And when you're well hydrated, it just makes the process so much easier and enjoyable and a great donor experience for yourself.
Exactly. And what, it takes about an hour and a half to donate?
Yeah, allow an hour and a half to come through the donor centre there. You know, we say an hour for blood donation, an hour and a half for plasma donation. And look, at the Tamworth Blood Donor Centre there, we're just around the corner from the Long Yard Hotel. So we all know where that is there. And well, look, Tamworth Donor Centre, Shop 5, the Lifestyle Centre, 3143, the Ringers Road. And we're open 4 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays, and every second Saturday.
Do you recommend booking or wander in and see how you go?
Look, we really would like you to book in.
Yep.
And that's easy enough to do. It's as simple as jumping on the website and just going to lifeblood.com.au. If you have got a few questions about, oh, I wonder if I can donate because maybe, you know, I'm taking certain medications or I've recently had surgery and that, check out our extensive frequently asked questions on that lifeblood.com.au website or even just call us on 13 14 95.
Fantastic. And of course, you do get those amazing treats after donating, which is always amazing. The pies and the banana breads and the flavoured milk. Can't beat that. And the biscuits.
That's for sure. It's something special. We like to treat
all
our wonderful donors after they've donated and have a little relaxing in the refreshments area there. And just reflect and appreciate what it is that you've done and given back. And it really does feel special.
Scott, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for helping us out. And looking forward to chatting with you over the next 45 days.
Sounds great. Thanks, JB. Thanks, everyone.
That is Scott Morrison from Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. We've teamed up with them for the 92.9 Tamworth Blood Drive, raising 929 donations between now and May 17. More details, lifeblood.com.au, and you can book on 13 14 95. Love it, Beyonce, Texas Hold'em at 8:42 and 92.9. Of course, she dropped that album on Good Friday, so which surprised me. I have to admit that surprised me. I knew the album was coming out. I thought it might have been like this week thing. It coming out on Good Friday took me by surprise.
Was it actually Good Friday? Like, was it Good Friday just like here in Australia? Because obviously she's in the US. So was it just Good Friday for us and she actually dropped it on the Thursday?
Don't know.
See, you gotta ask the big questions, JB.
It was our Good Friday. Beyonce probably don't care. So it would have been probably the Thursday over there. Beyonce fans, it would have been renamed to Good Thursday,
I'm sure. And what a good Thursday it was.
Indeed. So although, you know, country music, Australians are third biggest consumers of country music in the world. So, I mean,
really?
If she's going to go down that country music path, she should really embrace us and really maybe, I don't know, be a bit more flexible with releasing country music tracks around our public holidays. But anyway, who am I? You haven't had a listen to it? The album?
No, not yet.
No?
I've heard a lot about it.
I have as well.
I know Miley's on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she collaborates with Miley Cyrus.
And I think, is it the Postman's on there as well? Post Malone?
Ooh, he's, love a bit of Posty. So,
and I think, of course, Dolly Parton makes a couple of appearances on it as well.
Wow, because I heard she does a cover of Jolene.
Yes.
Have you heard it?
Yes.
Is it good?
8:43, welcome back. Welcome back, Meals.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was Mackay?
I didn't go to Mackay, mate.
Do we have to do this again? We did this all last week while you were away.
I didn't go to Mackay. I went to Airlie Beach.
Airlie Beach.
I keep telling you guys that, and you're like, the Whit Sundays? I guess it's kind of the Whit Sundays.
But I can't recall whether CFM and Mackay used Mackay, Whit Sundays, Airlie Beach's widest variety music while I was working there, but
look, it doesn't have a great ring to it, does it?
No, it's starting to get a bit long. It would be like us going, you know, Tamworth, Baraba, Manila,
Armidale.
Well, we don't quite get into Armidale. Okay, They've got their own station. You need to start buying vowels and stuff like that. No, Gunnedah's got Triple G with the mighty
Kalala.
Ben Coleman. There we go, Kalala.
Hey.
There we go. Yes. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
And you also went to Melbourne as well.
I did. I've been everywhere.
You have.
Just not Mackay.
So how did you do? So you went to Airlie Beach and you cruised around on a boat, on a private yacht around the Whit Sundays.
No, but sure.
Did you see? Oh, Kylie Minogue was up there while you were there on holidays. Obviously, with that reply, I know that you obviously didn't run into her there.
No, I feel like she wasn't in Airlie Beach.
No, well, she was in the Whit Sundays,
yeah, okay,
which is part of Airlie Beach and Mackay.
No, somebody get this man a map.
And then you went to Melbourne too.
Yes.
Fantastic. Did you run into Jeremy Piven, who's down in Melbourne at the moment? He seems to be running into everyone down there at the moment from Entourage. Mate. Didn't run into him?
No.
Okay.
But there's lots of people down there because it's the Melbourne Comedy Festival at the moment, so.
Yeah, and of course, yes, it is. That's true.
Yes, sir.
And you weren't down there for the Grand Prix?
No,
you just missed that.
Yeah, I missed that. I was on the boat.
Of course, yeah, the private yacht, darling.
No, mate.
No?
Help me.
Welcome back.
Do you think I can afford a yacht on what you're paying me?
Yes. Budget better.
Oh, man.
If I can afford multiple private yachts, you can as well.
What? Since when? So, we're going to have to talk off air.
8:45. I love this. Simply Red.
I'd love a yacht.
That is the smooth sounds of Mick Hucknall and Simply Red, Fairground, at 11 to 9. Our Tamworth's number one, 92.9, JB here. Welcome back, Mills.
Woo!
You said, while the smooth sounds of Simply Red were playing before...
Your favourite band.
Favourite band of all time, of course.
Yes.
I was amazed I even heard you mention this fun fact to me over the loudness of Simply Red, how loud I had that in the studio here that I could actually hear you.
Yeah, and you singing every word.
Of course. Yes. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I know every word to every Simply Red track.
Yeah.
You said to me, did you know? And instantly I went, what? Have you come back from holidays with a fun travel fact, Mills? What is it? Hit us.
Airlie Beach is the home of the first Hog's Breath Cafe in Australia.
That I did not know.
Yeah, there you go.
That is amazing.
There you go. And the man who brought the franchise to Australia, he lives on top of a hill by himself, like this really big mountain in Airlie Beach, all the way off to the side. It looks like a hotel, but that's his house.
I thought you were about to say he lives above the Hog's Breath.
No, this place is way bigger. We thought it was a hotel up there, and then our tour guide was like, no, that's where he lives. Like, that's just his house. okay. There's no other buildings on this section of Airlie Beach. There's no other buildings on the mountain. It's just like a regular mountain. And then he's just at the top there.
The head hog.
Yeah, the yes.
Hanging out
nice.
On the top there.
Nice.
What tour were you on for the tour guide to point this out? Am I the tour guide? Is there another cloned JB that's up in Airlie Beach doing tours? Because that's my kind of tour, pointing this. I mean, you've done my Tamworth tour.
Yeah.
You've done my Tamworth tour where I've pointed out stuff exactly like that. Was it
mainly
giving...
just different McDonald's is what you pointed out on your tour, but anyway.
I'm going to have to find out what number Hog's Breath our one is here.
True.
So I can incorporate it in my Tamworth tour.
Yeah.
So
we'll track it down.
Yay. But it gave, I'm sure it gave you JB vibes of this tour guide.
Randomly, we were on a sunset turtle tour. So we went and looked at little turtles. But he was telling us stuff about the town.
And obviously ran out of stuff to talk about with the turtles. Because, I mean, you know.
No, because he was giving us a little overview of Airlie Beach before we got to the turtles. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And that's what you remember most, leaving the delightful hamlet of Airlie Beach, is the first Hog's Breath.
Well, actually, this is a bit of a... a bit of a Hey Gowan story.
Oh, you got another fun fact.
Well, no, it's not a fact. Well, it is a fact. But no, so our tour guide didn't actually get to tell us much about Airlie Beach because we had this really obnoxious drunk couple on the tour. And the tour only had like six of us on there, by the way. So it was really obvious. And this guy, he's a local. And so I don't know why he was on this tourist tour anyway. But he obviously had a few beers before he got on the boat, and he decided that he just wanted to talk over the tour guide and just tell us stuff that he knew and thought was important. So yeah, so I didn't actually get to find out much more than that.
That's awkward. But drunk, I'm imagining middle-aged kind of Karen couple were on there.
Oh yeah.
Can't hold their drink and just, okay. Yeah, I worked there once. I worked at that, like that. That kind of stuff was a tour. Was that it? That's giving you tour vibes now? Yeah.
Yeah, and this one girl, because as I said, it was a turtle tour, she was trying to actually talk to our tour guide, and she was like, yeah, do you know, I actually like turtles. You know, like I paint them in my spare time. And then this drunk guy is just like, oh, yeah, well, name five species of turtle then. And she was like, what? Like, that's not even what I was saying. And then he goes on to just start listing different kinds of turtle because he knew five different types of turtle, and it's like, bro, no one asked. Like, can you stop? So it was an experience. Yeah. Is what I'm saying.
Airlie Beach, top spot.
Yeah, hold breath. Let's go.
Dua Lipa training season, and you can vote for that in our trending 4 at 4 if you like it. That's back from 4 this afternoon with Ames here at 92.9. 7:13, JB here soon. We'll give away some tickets for you to check out Darren Coggan and Damien Leith live at the Capitol Theatre. On Saturday night, In Good Company is the name of the show. We'll give away some tickets for that coming up real soon. But right now, though, let's give away a heap of flavoured milk. We've got the rim shot ready. It is joke for an oak time. You can submit your favourite radio-friendly joke through our website right now, fm929.com.au. We'll read them out on air. Our favourite joke of the week will win that delicious delivery of flavoured milk. Thanks, team at Oak. John, thank you so much for your entry. John from Fire and Rescue New South Wales. You are one of our runner-ups for this week with this amazing joke that we couldn't just let sit in my inbox. I had to read this one out. So, John, thank you so much. What do the Eiffel Tower and ticks have in common? They are both parasites. Yeah, that's good. John, thank you so much. Runner-up there. Honourable mention. Well done. Jake, thank you so much. Jake from Peel Valley Peel Valley Tires. I'd imagine those, is it just me or would those two companies get muddled up a lot of the time? Probably not, probably just me that's stupid. But anyway, Jake, thank you very much. An honourable mention for you as well. How do you catch a unique duck? Unique up on him. How do you catch a tame one? The tame way. Hey, that's good. Jake, an honourable mention. Thank you very much. But our winner, well done, Jeremy from JCP Plastering. Congratulations, Jeremy. Well done. A delicious delivery of oak-flavoured milk for this cracking joke. What do you call an alligator in a vest? An investigator. Hey, I love that. Hey, Jeremy, well done. Congratulations, Jeremy, from JCP Plastering. A delicious delivery of oak-flavored milk coming your way. And please, we'd love to see your radio-friendly jokes. If you'd love to win a joke for an oak, you can submit your jokes now at fm929.com.au. More winners again next week. This is live at 92.9. Tuesday.
It's time for JB to share him a cafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe Coffee Break.
Time to catch up with the member for Tamworth, Kevin Anderson. Morning, Kev. How are you?
Morning, JB. How are you, mate?
Yeah, fantastic. You had a good Easter.
Yeah, mate. Just like trying to now just work off 4,000 ton of eggs.
Got stuck into it.
Oh, look, it's the one time of year. Yeah. As you and I spoke about before Easter, there is something about chocolate, Easter eggs tasting different than normal chocolate.
And I understand, I love this. So you've got adult kids now, but even with their age, they still like to get up and do the Easter egg hunt. That's amazing. I love that.
Well, it's almost embarrassing. You know, look, they are. They're adults now and in their early 20s and late teens. And for goodness sake, you know, they still get a huge thrill out of the Easter egg hunt on a Sunday morning. So, you know, I've got to get up. Oh, hang on, in case there are kids listening, and follow the Easter bunny yes. around. and then sit back, have a cup of coffee, go, oh my goodness, was that the Easter bunny I just saw?
I love that. That's good. They love it.
You know, they love it. It's a big thrill. And, you know, look, and I guess, you know, that's the kid in all of us, JB. Yeah. You've just got to hang on to some traditions, you know, and I just love it. They get a big laugh out of it. So, but yeah, no, they love the Easter egg hunt.
No, I love that. That's good. I'm not a big fan of this, just to go a little serious. This morning, a couple of the newspapers reporting that the New South Wales government looking at making some changes to basically the rules and regulations around people living in caravans on private property. They're reporting that those that do so will have to gain council approval if their vehicle exceeds 20 square metres or if it's connected to electricity and water for more than 6 months. Kev, love to know your thoughts on this one.
Stay out of our lives.
Yeah.
Quite simply, stay out of our lives. You know, we've got a cost of living crisis, we've got a housing crisis, and this state Labor government's coming up with ways to try to put their hand in your pocket, JB. Like, really? You know, there are caravans and there are people that live in caravans on private property for a various number of reasons. They could be looking after a farm. They could be, you know, a worker. They could be doing whatever they need to do to live with their elderly grandparents or whatever the case may be. And this government wants to go and start making rules and regulations about where they can park their van. You're kidding me.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, that's it. We'll see how this one certainly plays out. But so far, just in the last couple of hours since this has been broken to the news, probably not hugely surprising. The backlash seems to be fairly negative towards the New South Wales government on this one. And the other thing is too, of course, is you know, I know that the council's already struggling enough to get development applications through as it is now for actual housing and business development, let alone, you know, potentially, I don't know how many extras will come through if this is passed, and they don't have the staff to be able to process what we've got now. I understand there's a bit of a backlog already at Tamworth Regional Council, just in our own backyard of getting DAs through, and then you chuck this on top.
100%, JB. I'm on the side of council on this. This is cost shifting. This is also work shifting onto councils. So the proposal is that on private properties, there's a six-month time limit. So you can only do it for 6 months and a size restriction of 20 square metres unless council approval is obtained. So councils have got a lot to do at the moment. They're doing more with less money and they're looking at special rate variations, which we as ratepayers in our local area have to stump up for. Yet the government is going to make them do this as well. So, you know, a six-month time limit in your own van on private property. Well, that's just ridiculous.
Where does it go to from here? Obviously, we've only just read about this morning. Will this get voted on in Parliament for you guys to debate?
No. So what happens now is if it's proposed legislation, then legislation must change, then we will get a vote on it. But if it's just a regulation change, then it just becomes a signature on the bottom end of a bit of paper that says this is now law. So we'll wait and see. If it's legislation, then we'll get a chance to talk about it for sure, and we'll be arcing up. There's no doubt about it. We'll blow up the lux about that. But if it's just a signature on a bit of paper, then it will go through. But, you know, when you think about it, the grey nomads that will travel around Australia, they've done the work, they've hooked up their van, they've got their life savings in their car and their caravan, and they're travelling around Australia. And if they want to stop somewhere, you've got an ex-farmer, or never an ex, you've got a farmer travelling to a property, wants to stay in their property and work for 12 months, you can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Can't do it. So, you know, it's just, anyway, I think it's ridiculous.
Another thing that I note, while the blood pressure is a bit high, we'll touch on as well. And that is, of course, you and I, a mutual hatred of, not daylight savings. I don't mind daylight savings. Again, it just goes too damn long, I think, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%, JB. You and I are one on this. You know, it should just be November, December, January, February. The 4 months. Yep. Bring it back to 4 months. Not the ridiculous 6 months. Like, it was still dark at 6:45 this morning.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
yes.
Stupid. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
You know, we all love daylight saving, but bring it back to 4 months. And thankfully, you know, this weekend, I think, is it 7th, April 7th, Sunday?
Yes. Yeah, correct. Yeah, Sunday it all finishes. Yeah, right, yeah. 2 a.m.
I'll be cheering from the rooftops, I'm telling you. It's just ridiculous. And as it gets colder, the last thing you want to do is get out of bed. I feel for those guys having to get up at 4 or 5 o'clock. What time do you get up, JB?
4:30.
Oh, mate, it's pitch black.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's madness. That's right. Now it goes...
Is there such a time on the clock as 4:30 a.m.?
I can't confirm it. It's not nice. that's for sure.
That's painful stuff. Like, that's, you know... No,
exactly. And the other ridiculous thing is the sheer amount of different time zones you get at this time of year as well. Is there, like, there's 8 states and territories, and there's something like 5 different time zones or 6 different time zones. So it's crazy.
Yeah, right along the eastern seaboard, Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland, then you've got Tasmania, then you've got, what's that other state, Western Australia or something over there, way over there. You know, they're on a different planet. You know, no, we love WA.
Yes,
all
of course.
West Australian people in Tamworth, we love WA, guys. But yeah, look, it's stop daylight saving, bring it back to 4 months only, November, December, January, February, and cannot wait till it ends this Sunday.
Unfortunately, I think you and I can just whinge about this every year. We can set our clock to it, pardon the pun, because unfortunately that's a little harder to change the times. So that's an argument I don't think anyone wants to pick the battle with at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, and mate, we'll finish on some good news.
Yes.
Haste is coming up in our region. So, you know, this is going to be an absolute cracker. Dungown, I've got there.
Yes.
The inaugural event out there at Dungown Station, which is fantastic. And Taste starts to kick off. In Tamworth, we've got Sweet Street in Fitzroy Plaza, right outside my office.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. That was good.
Oh, yeah. It takes a lot of planning. People go, what do you do during the day? I plan stuff.
I love it. And, of course, it all finishes off with Taste in the Park, which is always a phenomenal event as well. That's coming up on the 14th of April. So just to finish it all off, which is amazing. Yeah. So excellent. Goes for about a week and a half now, about 10 days the Taste Festival goes for, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is. And remember, it used to just go for the weekend.
Yes.
It used to be Saturday, Sunday with a long lunch and something in the park. But I think it's great. We need, you know, people love food festivals and so on and so forth. So, yeah, no, I think it's fantastic.
Hey, Kev, thank you so much for the chat. Thank you. And we'll catch up again next week.
Yeah, look forward to it, JB. Have a great week and we'll see you around the traps, mate.
More people are making the switch to 92.9. Right now, it's JB.